This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, February 12th. Well, wheat markets yesterday kind of struggled throughout the session, especially in the winter wheats of Kansas City and Chicago. They were lower 4, 5, 6 cents throughout much of the session. Minneapolis really not tagging along. It was basically just unchanged on the front months, down a couple on the back months. So we continue to see the bull spreads working, even in the winter wheats yesterday, but in particular the spring wheat. Late in the day, about the last hour of trading, we saw the markets get some traction and start to move off of the lows. We ended up a penny higher in Chicago, up 5 in Minneapolis, and just down fractionally in Kansas City. So we came back down. We tested those major support levels once again. These are old lows from November, December, especially in Kansas City. In Minneapolis, we're not that deep, nor are we in Chicago. But we tested the first kind of the minor trading range within a broader trading range, and the markets have held those lows and then bounced off of those. So it's nice to see the reversal up. It's nice to see the lows hold. Kansas City really seems to be struggling against Chicago. I think part of that is seeing that soft red is competitive in the broader world market with the sale to Egypt, although we did sell the same quantity of 120,000 tons of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria. It just seems to be a little bit more attention paid on Chicago, at least in the short term. And some of that is, the drop in planted acres, that was kind of a surprise to the market, and the potential for winter kill on some of those acres. The weather has not been great for winter wheat this year. We've had extreme weather in the Central Plains as well, but by and large, there doesn't seem to be much concern about winter kill there. Those areas that really got cold did have adequate snow cover. In soft red country, southern part of the Midwest got cold enough to kill some wheat, but it did not have snow cover, so there is increasing chance you'll see some abandoned acres there as well. We've also got the Goldman roll going on. Just a couple more days of that will be complete. That generally they're coming in with short positions, so they're buying the front month March, selling out the back months, and that's part of what this spread narrowing up is helping to do. In the bigger picture, the basis has improved significantly, especially for hard red winter wheat at the Gulf, and that's expected to continue to support the bull spreads working. Once the Goldman roll is done here early this week, you might see those spreads widen back out as the market kind of settles down from that roll. But I think ultimately, you're still going to continue to push these bull spreads higher. The variable storage rate looks like it's going to decrease again here in about a month. So that'll take us to about 7-8 cents per bushel per month. And that's, I think, going to be irrelevant, really, because you got the bull spreads working. They're not going to drop below those levels, so you're going to become about as low as you can get. But clearly, there's business being done. There's a lot of cash activity going on. You got the basis firming up. And then on top of all that, you got major transportation snafus going on all over. The Northern Plains is practically a complete whiteout, especially at the ports of the PNW. A major winter storm coming through there, dropping tons of snow and extreme cold conditions, backing up all the way into the western Midwest. So you're having trouble getting any product moving at all from the interior over to the ports. Got a similar problem going on in the Gulf area, but it's because of too much rain. Flooding along major river transportation routes is slowing down barge traffic. And that's creating some snafus pretty much everywhere you look as far as export business. That's kind of popping up our basis at the Gulf to some degree. That's one of the reasons, and that's making it a bit more expensive for us on our FOB offers. So it wouldn't surprise me to see our sales back off just a bit or just no offers at all till we get past the weather issues. Now we're seeing world prices drop off a little bit as well. Russia's down about $1 a ton on their wheat FOB offers. We're seeing Ukraine down a bit, Romania down a bit. The U.S. is down 1 on the soft red, down 5 on hard red winter wheat. So after seeing a consistent uptick in world values, we are backing off just a bit. But we do expect to continue to see demand come to the United States. We've seen that in the export sales reports that have been released as of the end of December, that we had good sales. We'll get another report this Thursday that will be a backlog report, and then by the following Friday, we're going to be all caught up with export sales. And that'll give us a better look as to where we're at. Now, Russia continues to be somewhat of a player in the export market. They've obviously become a much smaller presence. They've missed out on the last two Egyptian purchases. And of course, the U.S. participated last week in an Egyptian purchase of 120,000 tons of soft red. Now, Russia, the government met with the exporters, the ag minister, I should say, met with the exporters in kind of a monthly meeting that they have. They've decided that they're going to form a grain exporters union. And they say the reason is to keep a better, to better get an idea of what the markets, to better understand the needs of the market. I think this is just the government's way of keeping track, much better track, on how much is leaving the country. There's been such an aggressive export program this year that it's pushed domestic prices to all-time highs. Now, clearly, the government's going to be concerned about that. Part of the problem there is the exporters have had to reach much further inland to originate wheat, to blend off the low quality stuff at the southern, in the southern region. And luckily, Siberia had a good crop and they can bring it in from there or the Volga, but it's pushing prices higher to be competitive. Domestic prices are trying to keep up with export prices, and it's kind of obviously pushed them out of the market for the near term. So marketing year to date, which started July 1 for them, they've exported 27.3 million tons of wheat, and that's as of the end of January. Their total estimate is 37 million tons, so they're still looking at about 2 million tons of an acre, 2 million tons per month of wheat that they would be exporting. Now, if they're going to be slowed down during the winter, which clearly they are, that's going to back them up, kind of bunch up those sales as they get into spring. We'll see if that continues that way. Maybe domestic prices would keep that wheat at home. But at least for the next month or two, we expect that the U.S. will be able to be much more competitive in the export market. This morning, we got wheat prices backing off just a bit. Kansas City and Chicago are down 1. Minneapolis down 2. Beans are up 4. Corn is up 3. This is on some hope that there's going to be a trade deal with China. Looks like they're going to want to get something done by March 1, at least part of it. We'll see. You know, there's so much still left to go for them. It's hard to envision that everything gets resolved in the next couple weeks, but we'll see how that goes. But it's definitely been supportive to the bean and the corn complex. That wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.